Blog Talk Radio.
With Debbie D. Yes, I'm here this week. Barely, but I'm here. I'm a little late and it's not me. Blog Talk all of a sudden said, we're having problems with putting you on. Call back later. I'm like, what? And then it said, if you want to start your show now, press 1. I'm like, make up your mind already. And I was about to have a conniption fit, but I am here. And I see other people are here too. and I'll discuss missing the show and everything. And my mom's in the hospital, and she went in last Thursday. So obviously I really couldn't be here. She's still there. Hopefully she's coming home in a few days, I think. But I'll give you a little update on that later. And today's subject... I have one. It's about the gorilla, so I'm going to put the guys on. Not saying that they're gorillas or anything, but they are hairier than me.
Really?
Yeah, well, I would think so. Hi, Adam Piccolo.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm tired of hearing about the gorilla.
You're tired of it. You know why? If you went on my page... If you want on my page, the way it blew up with this, I had to, like, try to stop the fight between everybody on my page. But I think the mother
question.
Should be arrested.
Yes.
Because that kid was alone for 10 minutes
and the kid
before
said he
she
go,
even noticed.
And the kid said he was going to leave to go in there anyway. So why not pay attention to your kids or put him in the damn seat where he belongs in the carriage, tie him up? I mean, come on, really?
She was busy taking pictures. She was busy taking pictures of this gorilla while her kid was jumping over a fence thing that took more than a second to do. And so from what I hear, that she didn't really notice her kid until 10 minutes later. Four-year-old kid, you say, I could see you glance away and your kid gets away for a second. But 10 minutes? Come on now. And people are like,
my thing is that I'm not the mother. They could do whatever they want with her, but the thing is, when it comes to a human life compared to an animal, I'm sorry, but the human life is more important than the, you know, I understand the animal rights.
No, but we're not saying
like
that. We're not saying that, because if you read my thing, it says always human life before animals, and that's what I say. But because of neglection of the mother, that animal had to die. And that animal, okay, the animal was dragging him around, but that's what they do with their babies. But
well, he was actually protecting him if you saw it.
You know, I mean, that animal had to die because that woman did not take better care of her kids.
No, she should have tied a damn kid if she was taking pictures in the carriage where he belongs at that age. And leave him in there. Sorry. So he doesn't get out. That poor animal would not have been killed. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
and
if she would have watched that kid more, that animal would still be alive to this. But that animal would still be alive to this day.
Wait. It has to be a black couple that doesn't pay attention to their kids, right? It's always a black couple that doesn't pay attention to their kids.
That wasn't a black baby.
Yes,
no.
It is. Yes, it was.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's what the two people came
for.
She's not
black.
No, it's not.
She's white.
Maybe it's
the mother. Oh, they're black?
No.
Oh, my daughter says they are black.
They are black.
But that doesn't mean...
They don't look black.
That doesn't mean that because she's black, You know, I've seen many, and if you read on my pages, I say about this, I see many of people that neglect their kids no matter where they are, in stores, in hospital rooms, in waiting rooms. I mean, they neglect their kids. They do not watch them today. They let them run amok. And the way people
That's
kidnap
right.
kids today, you can't do that. You just can't.
And you can't just
you know?
Kill an innocent animal like that. I mean, come on. They got to be trained to tranquilize the damn thing. And they're saying, oh, no, if they, we
tranquilizers
done,
would take too long. That's why they didn't
no,
do
it. No, it wouldn't. Single.
Yes,
it would take. They said that it would take too long for it to react. It would make the gorilla angry, and
I
it might fall
so.
On top of the baby and drown the baby in the water. So that's why they were afraid to tranquilize, you know, the little boy.
The lady should
and
be
it would make him only more pissed off.
The lady should be hung.
But she, I do blame the parent because that animal had to die from
neglect. Come on, really?
From
all the kids at that age are tied up in their stupid carriage. She can't just say put them in the garage with the welfare check that she collects.
Oh, Adam, I don't know her lifestyle.
They look like they are.
You know, but
so
and in that case,
that's what it
in
is.
That case, maybe the monkey really thought that it was its family, because not saying that they look like, but they are more closer to the color of a gorilla than we are, even though we come from a gorilla too. I don't mean in a prejudiced way. Even we're part of that gorilla too, you know.
Well, he was protecting the when the kid came in. If you saw him, he was protecting him. He was fixing his pants, whatever the hell it was. He wasn't like attacking him.
The kid was going falling under the water, and he picked him up out of it.
Yeah, so he helped him. Yeah, and he was an endangered species. And you're going to kill an animal like that who's 17 years old?
And he was dragging around the baby because that's the way they drag their babies.
Yeah, but he didn't do no harm to it, good. They were paying attention to him, just thinking, oh, selfies here and there. The kid, the animal would still be alive.
You're talking about a 400-pound animal that has the strength of 10 adults. So they're afraid that, you know.
Oh,
but you
please.
Know what?
Well,
here
the
you
parents
are
watching
about
the damn
this,
kid.
This,
and the
kid yeah, but you know what?
Go in there.
How, he was in there for quite a while. And you know what? He, with all that strength and everything else, he didn't do that. He could have snapped his neck in a second, you know. And the kid crying and that could have made him pissed off and just snap his neck. He didn't beat him up or do any harm to him, screaming like that. You know, couldn't they talk to the gorilla or something? I mean, the gorilla wasn't doing anything bad to him.
Well, they don't have gorilla whisperers.
Well, they got to teach him sign language like the other one. You know what? But I put that if the mother was very calm too, the mother's going, sweetie, okay, sweetie, don't go and upset, sweetie. Mommy's here, mommy's here. I would have been like, I would have climbed over that wall and I would have fought that gorilla. All right, that's my kid. All right, he would have killed me and the kid. But wouldn't you fight like that for your child? I mean, I would have. Been in there. I wouldn't have let that my child sit there with that gorilla and afraid if it's gonna kill it or not. You know, what kind of mother is that?
Well, that's what they were saying. Yeah.
You know, I mean, any mother would go in there and try to save the kid. But the only thing I don't approve of, they wanted to arrest the father, and the father wasn't even there.
Yeah, I know. What does that have to do?
Why does the father have to be arrested? He wasn't even involved.
I know. What does that have to do with anything? Right.
It doesn't, you know. I mean, it's so stupid. But, you know, but my belief is that the mother should have, okay, of course it's the kid comes before the animal. But the mother should have. And then this woman goes like this to me. What about all the times other people, this happened all the other times, how come they, you know, was prosecuted. How come they want this one prosecuted? And I said, you know, I mean, listen, number one, does this happen every other day? How many times do you hear about a kid going into a cage with an animal? Not often, you know.
Nope.
Maybe they, but you know what? When kids go missing and stuff, maybe they should start prosecuting the parents for neglect. Maybe they should
start.
People will, maybe they're watching
even,
their kids better.
Even if the kid kept saying, I'm going to go in anyway. I mean, really?
The kid was saying, I want to go in with the gorilla. I want to go in with the gorilla. He wanted to go in with the gorilla. You know, what'd the mother say? Later?
Carl, you're making too much noise with that.
Oh, I'm making
you
too
know,
much noise? You're the one typing.
No, I'm
and
not.
Maybe.
That is stupid. Iron board.
What is he doing? Oh, he's ironing?
He's ironing, yes. He couldn't just do it after the show?
You're ironing? What do you have, crinkly clothes?
No.
Too much starch. You put too much starch in them, Carla.
I'm getting my pills ready.
Oh, okay, because I was like, that doesn't sound like ironing to me. No, he just has too much starch in him.
Yeah, Adam has too much starch in his head.
Ah, no, it's stiff. Yeah, well, that's one way of getting things stiff. Anyway, but, yeah, well, you know what? If you see my page on one of my things, so many people, my friend Sandy, she has a doctorate. She's not dumb. She went in there and attacked this woman. Oh, my God. The fighting. She even called the nuts and called the something. And she said, something about her needing help or something. Oh, my God. It was getting so nasty. But the only thing I don't approve is that people are threatening the mother's life. And that's not necessary. Really, that's not necessary.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know, I mean, they don't have to. Well, they don't have to threaten her life because of this. It happened. It was a terrible thing that happened. She should have watched the kid better, yes. But, you know, maybe they're going to make her an example for others about watching your kid. Because I'm sick and tired of going to a public place and watching some of these little kids running around, crossing them up. You know, I was at an all-you-can-eat, right, over where I live. And the mother was not paying attention to her kids, and they have an ice cream thing there so you can scoop your own, but it says certain children are at certain ages and an adult. Them kids were over there, and they were licking the spoon that has to go in the ice cream. Now, I called over the people that worked there, and I told them. I said, you know, them kids just licking the spoon, the scooper, and put it back into them ice cream things. Well, they removed them all, but I'm sure when I left, they put them all back. They brought all new ones out and stuff, and I think they mentioned something to the mother. But this is what I mean. People just let their kids run like animals and don't even bother to pay attention to them and stuff. And then when they go missing, they're the ones that scream the loudest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's at the stop. Maybe they do have to make somebody, you know,
an example.
An example. Thank you. But, you know, I don't know how many kids she had, but it doesn't even matter. You know, if you can't control them kids, bring somebody else to help you. You know,
mm-hmm.
You don't bring them to a public place like that if you can't control them.
Right.
You know? Let's say you have 5 kids and you go by yourself and you can't control them, then you have no right being there. You should have somebody to come and help you.
Exactly.
You know, but, and like I said, I know the animal does not come first in this situation, but she has to be held accountable for her.
And
her
why wouldn't any of those people run in to save the kids? I mean, come on, really?
Nobody did. Usually they sneak on them, you know, but they knew they couldn't now fight that gorilla. Are you kidding? That gorilla would take 5 of them and throw them over the fence. I mean, you know, that's one powerful thing. But I really was heartbroken and saddened when I seen this story, and it was a rotten shame. I just hope it doesn't happen again, and I hope they learn from their mistakes. I hope the zoo build a better wall and stuff.
No, and, the parents should teach the kids manners and not to go anywhere that they're not supposed to go in. Don't blame it on the zoo. It's not the zoo's fault. It's the stupid parents that don't watch their stupid kids.
Well, when a 4-year-old can get in there, it is the zoo's fault too. Because
no, they're not, it says it has signs.
Well, if that kid could get in, couldn't that animal get out?
Yes.
But they didn't get out.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
That animal could have got out and killed everybody.
It's been
everybody
17 years. I mean, it's not going to get out now.
But that's what I said. I said, you know, 17 years it lived. That was his home. This kid invaded his home. He was just doing what's natural for a gorilla to do, and he died for it because of neglection, because of one mother that could not take care of her child. And that's what pisses me off the most. That's what pisses me off the most. It's not, you know, that they had to kill the animal. I didn't want them to kill a kid, but it was just, it wouldn't have happened if she would have been watching her kid. Let's face it. It wouldn't have. It never happened before there. It never happened before. 17 years it's been there. You know?
Sure.
So, you know, so that's what really pissed me off the most about that whole thing. But it is what it is. I, you know, it broke my heart. Anyways, I have a lot of ranting and venting and all kinds of stuff going on.
I got some news. Did you see the news about the, on by Staten Island where we used to live, by Western Beef, the car wash?
The Tesla's car wash went on fire.
My mother told me that.
I know. I was there yesterday at the gym and it was up fine. Now it's down, like it was destroyed, totally destroyed.
The one near Walgreens?
Yeah, that Tesla one.
Yes, right there. That one.
No, the one next to the Nathan's.
It was all pink. They used to wear pink.
The one next to the Nathan's.
Yeah, Nathan's. They're building something with Nathan's.
Yeah, the whatchamacallit one? The
car wash right there, the blue and orange.
Yeah, the one
that
touchless or whatever the hell it is.
Touch of glass.
He went there 2 weeks ago with his brother to get his car washed, and now it's down to garbage. Now
I used to go there occasionally. Now I go to another place.
Guarantee an illegal didn't get paid, and he burnt the place down. You want to bet? Guarantee an illegal immigrant didn't get paid and burnt the thing down.
Well, I go to Walgreens, and Walgreens is right there. So if that's the one we're talking about.
No, not Walgreens.
That is the one we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, Walgreens right there, right by past the...
on Vanney.
Daytop, right past the, Pep Boys, down that way, yeah. And you can't miss it. It's right there. It's destroyed. It's completely destroyed.
Wow.
It's
7 o'clock
in the morning today. It started this morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, someone didn't get paid.
You know, there's another gas station place right down the street on South Avenue there.
Yeah, but it's not that one.
Another car wash place there. It's like 24 hours.
By South Avenue. Yeah, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, 24 hours right on the corner. I wonder if they have, like, you know, competition.
No, I don't think so. They were making money, too, so. No, I guarantee that someone didn't get paid. And illegally didn't get paid. They got pissed off.
I'm talking to this girl that I know. She was sending me emails. Now, what does LMK mean? And then she just sent me... No, lick
LM,
my...
What?
No, I'm not even going there.
Lick my kiss?
What? An MWA. What does that mean?
MWA? M as in Mary?
I put to her, you're more than welcome, and she put MWA.
I don't know what the fuck
that
is.
I don't know.
You have to look up
Xanax.
Maybe she's
computer slang or something.
Maybe she's asking you for a date of Morse code. Anyway.
She's 25 years old. You think she wants me?
You never know.
I think you're sugar mama.
You're Mrs. Robinson.
I'm telling you, Staten Island's gone bad. Also, the pastor was of a church, urged suspects in priest carjacking to surrender. Really? If they're driving on Lincoln or Lexus, well, where's the money coming from if they're driving on Lexus?
I looked it up and it's Mule Water Products. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Who?
Meaning. Okay, yeah, meaning. Let's see what it means.
LWA.
It means... It means kiss.
I told you, you need to tell her, what does that mean? I don't get it.
Here it says, NWA means kiss, so now you know. MWA means kiss. Don't thank us. You're welcome. What does MWA mean? It's a slang word, of course, that is. You know, kids think she's young. She knows all these meanings. You know, it's sending you a kiss. I don't know.
Oh, like moi?
Okay.
Like moi? You know what you
do? Moi?
I have
maybe.
I know.
Yeah,
you,
you're right.
You
maybe.
I want your thought about this too. On Staten Island, there was a guy who killed his girlfriend, and he was set on $1 million bail, and he has to wear a monitor, he has to be monitored by a device on his ankle. This guy does get no fucking jail. I mean, this poor girl, he beat the shit out of her, killed her, and then he walks away with nothing. There's $1 million bond. He looks Puerto Rican, too. Yeah, he looks Puerto Rican. He killed her in 2013. And it's 2016. And he's on a $1 million bail in the Duncan Hills, man, accused of beating his girlfriend and leaving her to die in their home 3 months ago. So wait, this guy gets no fucking jail time? This is why I don't like the justice system. They could all rot in hell, the judges of that bastard. You give this guy
okay,
a bond,
I know what
really?
LMK means. You know, it's funny because I said I will see what I could do, and then she said LMK, and then I put I will let you know. It's LMK means let me know.
Oh, okay.
So you want to kiss? You let her know? Okay.
And then she puts kiss, like kiss and hug. You know.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that story that you just read?
The thing about this girl first, I just want to tell you, she's somebody I know. I know her aunt. She's 25 years old. She has stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma and thyroid cancer.
Hodgkin's
lymphoma and thyroid cancer, non-Hodgkin's and lymphoma. At stage 4, and she's 20, and they just found thyroid cancer in her throat. She just had that removed, and we're going to a survival dinner, and I asked her how come, you know, she doesn't know about all this stuff because it's all new to her. She was out of state, I'm going to try to get her to get her a seat at the cancer dinner, cancer survivor dinner.
It's sad, and, you know, the cancer sucks. It's a
when
25 years old. You know, this young girl.
I mean,
girl.
Look at kids, too, dying of cancer. I mean, come on.
I know.
That's it, too.
And, you know, I mean, she doesn't know many people and stuff that are 25 and suffering from cancer, so I'm trying to help her get into groups. She wants also to volunteer for cancer stuff. And the cancer dinner is only for cancer survivors. Like, it's really hard. And you can bring a guest. I bring my daughter every year. This is my eighth one or ninth one, and I go every year, and it's something that it's like 3 hours a year for the cancer survivor people, and I feel like this is why I'm discussing this. Anyway, so what have you guys been doing with yourself?
Working.
And working.
And working.
I won't dance, don't ask me. What's going on over there? Are you at a dance
routine? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you learning your new dance routine?
No, I'm watching a Facebook. Someone posted a from America's Got Talent, these old men trying to dance. Oh, my God. So funny. It's so funny.
Yeah, but
so what you think
anyway,
about that?
My mother, an update. My mother is
how's she doing?
A little better. They're finally stabilizing her medicine. They're finally putting her on a pill to get her used to when she comes home and keep her controlled. So in a couple of days, she might be home.
A couple of more days.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah, it's a week today, but I think a couple of more days. Yes.
Okay.
Because they have to make sure that the it's working, the pill is the right amount. Because they took off all the drip and all the putting it into her IV liquid, their form. Now they have to see if the pill is going to work for her. Because she has, of course, she can't take the needle one. You know, at home.
Right.
So I mean, I could do a needle. I've done my father's. Given him his insulin many a time, but so they have to give it a couple more days to make sure that she's stable with that, and then she'll be home.
Okay,
you
that's
know,
good.
I was trying to say to the like, you know what, my mother has a regular heartbeat on the norm, all right, so could it. You know, I mean, her heart's going to be like that. Could it be the fact that she has a regular heartbeat? That this is why, you know, I mean, you don't talk to many doctors, I'll tell you that. But I have to tell you that hospital is far, but it's much cleaner. The nurses are much nicer. They take better care of her than I've ever seen in any hospital. I have to give them props because... they did a good job with her.
Well, it is a smaller hospital, that's why.
Yeah, but they wash her every day, they change her sheets every day. She was at Staten Island North for 3 or 4 days before they even changed the sheets. I even had to tell them at that point, you know. I mean, they just, you know, you ask them, can you get me one of the lounge chair things? Yeah, we'll look. And they never do. I mean, it's like, this place is so much more, and you're right, well, that's the way I like it, though. I mean, I almost want to go there, except for being far, you know, and except for being a psych ward, but a psych and a, it's a psych and a morphine ward, and I don't have a problem with that.
Not morphine, methadone.
Meth. That's what they call it.
It's a
meth and psych ward. That's what they call it, meth and psych. I don't know what made you say morphine. Oh, what's it? I've been saying meth the whole time I've been explaining this place. But, you know, and yesterday was thrilling. My mother's room happens to be facing near the emergency room, and it's 6 cops and 2 security cops that I got on video. Wrestled this guy to the ground, and skinny guy, right? And he was screaming, and then one of them kicked him.
Okay,
and
why was he thrown on the floor? What did he
do?
Well,
he's probably he's either a psych ward or a meth addict.
Okay, so they have the right to do that. I mean, sorry, I have no... Because you see all these people going around stabbing people.
But
well,
I don't know what he did, but
I know
the security. Security kicked him. My daughter seen it, and then when they backed away from him, they handcuffed him. Finally, it takes six people and six cops and two security is too much, because how can you get a real good grip on somebody when everybody's clumped into one? You know what I mean? I think that's just way too many. But if he's on any kind of drug, he's powerful. But then when they backed away and the cop was standing next to him, he started banging his head on the cop's leg.
Mentally. Well, I would have, hey, if someone did that to me, I would kick him in the head, too.
It's like, but I have it on video, but, you know, so I was like, well, that's interesting to watch. You know, but, and then they have, remember we were talking about the peacock and stuff there? Well,
right.
The security guard told us that the peacocks is like 20 of them. And for the most part, they've been there for long. He's been feeding one, these for 3 years. He says that times there's three of them that come to get fed. He said, but one site guy thought that the peacock was a vampire and took it and beat it to almost death, and they had to put it down, snapped its neck and stuff. And from the psych ward there, which is terrible because they're beautiful birds. And did you see the thing I put up, the peacock thing?
Yeah.
With the me whistling and the peacock go, they're like horns. You know, and it was nice, though. It was a beautiful bird. I wish you would have showed me its feathers, but it didn't. But, and, you know, and some of them got hit by cars. But my nephew knew. Now, listen to this. I never knew about this ranch. I never knew they had the horse ranch. I never knew about any of this, right? Born and raised here, I never knew it. But my nephew tells me that my father now, he knew about it. My father knew the guy. And my father used to take Michael to the horses.
Oh.
My nephew. Because they used to be buddy-buddy. I'm like, he never took me or my, you know, daughter or anything. What? And he used to go down there and take Michael. Michael was telling me he used to go there all the time. I'm like, are you kidding? My father had a life I did not know.
I guess he didn't think it was for girls, I guess.
I don't know. My father didn't have any sons, so Michael was kind of like a son to him.
Right.
But that's bullshit, man. I didn't. My father, my own dad, and I don't even know what the hell was going on. I'm like, is there anything else I should know about? I mean, really. But
really, Carla?
Okay, who's got the squeaky door?
It's Carla.
Where was the squeaky door, though, in your house?
I opened the freezer. What's the problem with you? You're typing galore. You can hear yourself typing, and you're worried about...
No, you can't.
You're opening up a door. Yes, you can.
No.
I can hear the typing, yes.
Yeah.
That was the freezer? I'm gonna bring you some glue and some W. I'm gonna bring some glue and some WD-40. I bring all the supplies to fix. I'm the fixer upper when I come home.
Oh, you need to bring your glue. I have to fix the statues.
I told
him. Hmm.
I did not break it, so get over it.
He said he picked it up and it broke, would have fell apart. But the glue dries out if it's cold. You know.
He said it's 100
you know.
Years old.
It's 100 years old?
Yeah. It's an old statue. But the body's made out of the straw.
Thank God that the straw didn't come out.
What do you mean it's made out of straw?
My grandmother made it when she was a baby, when she was a young girl.
When she was a baby? Wow, she must be talented.
What is it?
It's the saint that's from my mother's town.
St. Mary and Jesus.
It's Mary and Mary's mother. It's St. Anne.
I do.
And Mary
Jesus.
Being
it
a baby.
Like
no, it's not.
I was
it's Mary's mother, St. Anne. And in my mother's town where she comes from, and my father's town where he comes from, there's a church. That's the St. Anne Church.
Wow, Mary had an aunt now? Oh, God, that's so
mother!
Confusing. She had a mother? How did everybody know who the mother's name was? Joseph and Mary.
You know what? Forget it. Can't have the discussion.
Just like you say, Mary was a virgin. Virgin Mary was never a virgin because she wouldn't have a baby if she was a virgin.
What, the stroke just dropped it?
Anyway, it's a family heirloom.
How you see that with anybody nowadays? Come on, that's all freaking
Adam,
lie.
Adam, Mary went swimming, and when she came out, she was pregnant. There was
what,
a sperm in the pool.
A dolphin in her?
It was life. It was a life sperm in the public pool.
Yeah, it must have been the dolphin sperm, huh?
They are horny little things. Well, I'm anxious to see this little thing. They do. They hump you. I'm anxious to see. Go put on humping dolphin on YouTube.
I saw that video on Facebook. A month ago, I saw that thing about elephants circling this woman who was, they were horny and humping her leg.
A dolphin.
Did that mean everyone that's virgins, they automatically have a kid like that? Really? Come on, give me a break. It's all BS. That's why I don't believe anything.
So
how's
your new computer working?
I'm not thrilled. I think it's a little slow.
You.
I don't know. I think it's slower than I want.
Did you put the virus in?
So then return.
Yes, I have it.
Return it then.
Well, that was the only one that was. This was the floor model, and they had it for 2 months. So.
Well, then that's why it's a floor model. You shouldn't take a floor model.
So then
well,
they took
$100 off it, but. You know.
No, tell me
it's
you want
okay.
It back. It's not
okay.
Working.
What do you mean
it
it's
slow?
It's
quick. It's a little slower than
it gotta
than
be
a brand new computer.
It gotta be
okay.
What are you using? Microsoft 18 or 10?
Or you mean Chrome and
unless you're getting a virus.
No, Chrome. I got a great protector. And it's just one thing. It's the whole computer. It's the whole computer. It's one screen. It's just the screen, and that's the computer. There's no other part
right.
to this. It's a big screen too. I don't know. It's like 27 or something.
Can
but,
you see it without a problem?
24. Well, I had to make the front a little. No matter what computer I get, I have to make the front bigger.
Really?
Because even with my glasses, oh God, I'm so blind. You know that.
I know.
How
can you drive? Stay off the street.
I walk in the room, and you're sitting there, and I go, "Where's Carlo?"
Oh yeah, because you can't see my big body.
Stay off the street.
I'm fine. If it wasn't for the cologne, I would never know you. No.
Yeah, but you can't be that blind because you don't wear real glasses. You wear magnifiers. So.
I wear glasses. No, I have my own set of glasses from my eye doctor.
Yeah,
but you
don't
wear them. Well, oh. I'm not supposed to wear them 24/7. They're just for reading. See, I could see everybody and I could drive and everything, but I can't see, like, on the phone. Like, I can't really make out reading, and I can't really see objects too good. I have to have glasses on for that.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses.
Glasses. Talk about glasses. What about glasses, Adam?
Nothing. I don't wear mine. Once in a blue moon.
Lovely.
I know.
That only means that your eyes are going to get worse and you'll be hard
to
see.
No, they're not.
Take. Yes,
I'll
glasses
be dead before
proof.
That happens.
Oh, stop.
I don't want to live here.
Yeah, but you don't want to what?
Live past 50.
Oh my God, he's Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah, I know. Cause you never know. They say now that we may have a bad hurricane season. That's all I need now, cause I live right fucking by the water. That's all I have to take about another Sandy.
Yeah. You know. I wish I did. I have friends that are going to Fifth Avenue and Vine Friday night. I wish I didn't have to go to my mom. I wish she was home already, but my friend Sandy put up a white peacock.
Well, Alicia just had by her house a turkey. Wild turkey. I said, oh, Thanksgiving.
Right near,
like
which, well, but they
Richmond,
said that
Miami
to me too.
Richmond, Miami.
Yeah, the hospital told me that's what they're seeing now, turkeys and the peacocks. But they never used to see the turkeys until recently, they said.
So I think they got rid of them.
Well, no, there's so many of them now. They're coming down that way.
That's
listen,
old,
I see one up
dinner.
The block from me near Victory Boulevard. I seen. I was like, what? I thought maybe somebody
at least
there's
no more skunk on the island.
Well, there still is, but I thought maybe somebody caught the turkey and brought it down this way.
Or followed the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, poor turkey.
It's gonna be someone's Thanksgiving dinner.
Are you okay?
Hmm?
I know.
Are you okay?
He's being as he's talking
and
really calling, you gotta eat.
He's gotta do. He just came off from work. But,
he ate already.
Oh my god. Oh, I already seen this one with the older guys. They do really good, Adam.
Yeah, I know.
But,
Called That's Annoying.
Oh my god, too. I can't wait to the barbecue. Have you have any more takers?
Not really.
Alicia's coming. She might stay after her sisters. I don't know if my friend Maria's coming. I don't know. Marissa's coming.
I don't think so. I think it's gonna just be us.
And my other two friends might be coming. You met Mildred from the Spanish girl.
Yeah,
she's coming. Yeah, she's gonna come. And my other friend Mario, she's gonna be coming before she moves to Florida. So in July.
Your friend from Long Island isn't coming, Carl?
It depends. Her pool's being open that day, and it depends on when they show up.
And Patty?
Patty's not coming. I got today. That's what she's having, the dinner for her son who graduated college. It's the only day she can get everybody together.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, well.
Did she want you to go?
No. No, it's very small. It's her immediate family only.
Yeah, but, I hope you don't mind us. I know you don't, pretty much. Yeah.
We'll have more party and more games.
We'll have fun.
I do. I
of
like
course.
The kids that are coming.
You know, we still manage to have fun.
Yeah, we always do. I enjoy it.
Yeah, so.
Hopefully it's a nice day.
It will.
Yeah, that's the forecast. Otherwise, it'll be inside. You could do that grill inside, too, though.
I know, but we can still cook it outside. It'll be fine. It'll be nice. 2 weeks away.
I can't believe it's June already.
What are you doing Saturday?
A mom in the hospital, remember?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Debbie. You're alive. Debbie alive? I think we lost her. Debbie. Debbie. Paul, do you hear her?
No.
Maybe we got booted off.
Oh, just stay on. She'll come back on.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello, guys.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Do you hear me?
Hello? Can I hear
you? We hear
you. Hello?
I hear you. What happened?
Hello? Can you hear me?
What happened to you?
Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello?
I'm sitting here talking to you. And all of a sudden I had him go, hello, Debbie. And I'm like, I'm here. I'm just being hypnotized by these two hamsters in a green bowl.
Oh, you saw that, right? That's funny.
Yeah. And then I hear you go, hello, are you there? Do you hear her? I don't hear her. We'll just stay on until she comes back. And I didn't even hang up. I just took the headpiece plug out of my phone and plugged it back in. I don't know. But I'm watching his one hamster rolling around the bowl and his other one getting spun to death.
I know. You like that one? So I posted his life. I shattered.
Oh, it says when you go to the gym with your friends, the intent.
So let's get back to that topic I was talking about before.
What's that?
Should that guy that killed his 23-year-old girlfriend, he's on bail now. Someone posted $1 million bail. And he's now wearing an ankle bracelet where he can't go anywhere. What the hell's wrong with this city? I mean, giving these bastards freedom while he killed an innocent girl and tortured her 2 years ago, really? This is why I don't like the justice system. The whole freaking Supreme Court and shit could rot in hell for all I care. The guy walks away free. His next court date is June. Send him to jail. He killed the girl.
Well, he was convicted. They know he did it for a fact.
He did.
The trial didn't even happen yet. You're innocent until proven guilty. That's
but
the law.
But he was on $1 million bail. How the hell can a Puerto Rican like that get out of $1 million
First
bail?
Of all, $1 million bail is only a 10% bail. It's only $10,000.
So maybe they gave it. But still, you're going to put him on a freaking ankle brace? Well, you know, put him in jail where he belongs. This is why if I get caught jury, I'm going to curse them all out. Fuck this whole court system, because they are nothing but bastards who put innocent people away for no reason and then let the criminals get off on scot-free. It's like killing.
Well, if he's been convicted, he shouldn't have that. Because he's getting all the luxuries of home and everything else.
And then the girl's dead.
He's have sex. He's getting to go on the internet. He's getting to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I've been reading on Staten Island Live that a lot of things have been happening, like people getting in car accidents by a million. There was a fire behind Costco. I think it's... some asshole threw a cigarette butt, like always.
On the way to the hospital, we passed this place we always... I went to North for Coumadin today. And we passed this place we always do in the rich area there. And I don't know if it was a garbage trail that went on fire, but all these fire trucks, and my daughter said she's seen the... where it's a garbage trail and stuff. God knows what happened there. But
could be a body. You never know.
Well, there was, like, cable trucks and all these trucks. I think it burnt the wires, too.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that video I posted yesterday on Facebook?
Of
the video where the guy's running away from the cop and the cop tases him.
And chases him now.
He was running away from the cop, acting like an asshole. The cop is running, trying to get him. Make a turn, he tases the guy from behind. It was so funny. I was like, damn. It's on my timeline. I shared it all that yesterday. Look, like, oh, this is funny. The guy's running in circles, and all of a sudden, the cop's saying, stop, freeze, whatever. And he takes out his taser gun and zaps it like 2 feet or 5, 6 feet away. And the kid falls down on his ass. The white dude. That's a kid. Now he knows not to run away from the cop. Taseable. But I read yesterday in the post, which I think is a BS. But now the cops, in order to, they're going to become psychiatrists now. With all these new rules.
Are you talking, wait, now, this is the new shop right that's on Staten Island. Me and my daughter passed it the other day.
Yeah, that's the one that's supposed to be sinking.
Sinking?
Yeah. That's where they had a hard time opening it. It's right by your target. And
yeah, because
by the outer bridge.
We went past the... We're really, really out there.
Supposedly it's small, so it's not like the one on Forest Avenue. Oh, that's annoying.
I can't get enough of these chipmunks.
Alvin Simon chip... What do you mean, the chipmunks or the spinning things? What are you looking at?
The spinning chipmunks. I mean,
chipmunks.
No,
hamsters or gerbils.
Hamsters, this is.
Or gerbils, doesn't matter. They look the same. I'm like,
no,
chipmunks.
No, gerbils. Gerbils have long tails. I used to have both. Gerbils used to have long... And the gerbils used to have so many babies. I have pictures of these little pink things. I had
to
give them to the pet store.
Mice.
They were always having babies. I was always giving them a whole slew of them. I would just give them to them because they don't buy them. I was like, oh my god, these gerbils won't stop.
Damn it.
But, see, now this is the problem I'm having with the computer. I went on your page and I'm trying to scroll. But then it takes a real long time. It's not scrolling. And
you better bring it back because it's probably a bootleg one. You don't know how long they had that there.
They said 2 months.
That's what they all say. They're just trying to sell the damn thing. Probably someone bought it back like that, and now you got it. I would bring it back.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I seen that. Until they stun gunned them.
That was funny, though.
He was messing with the police officer, though.
That's why.
He was like,
I'm sorry.
Come on,
I don't
fat
care,
boy.
White, black, blue. And he tased him. And you see him go through the, like a worm. He looked like he was a worm.
Okay, what are they doing on the train with this short... The shirtless guy and people holding bicycles.
Oh, wait, you gotta watch it.
Somebody's choking his ass.
Oh, yeah, you gotta watch it from the beginning because he's starting crap with people on there. Like, I guess the Spanish people he's starting with. And then
the
muscle dude.
Oh,
the
guy just blacked him out with a chokehold.
Yeah, well, that's true. You're antagonizing innocent people on the train, and this guy was like, fuck it, he's not gonna do that. He was like on drugs or something. And that's what happened. He took him from behind and took hold of him. At least someone
well,
took him out.
He's not hurting him. He's just holding him down with his foot.
And to the cops.
That's a big guy.
He's a big guy. You don't want to fuck with.
He's a big dude. Yeah, but
I put always the good stuff on. I always put the good ones on.
The other one where the girl, I seen this one where he's trying to lift her. I think that was May. I think it was fake, that one.
What?
The one where the guy's trying to lift her pocketbook stuff out of her purse.
Yeah, and she kicks him.
Yeah, I think that was
Chinese.
A setup.
Yeah, and I think so, too.
But,
she
did
a kung fu fight.
That's the place I know. I'm looking at right now, the car wash. Oh my
see
god!
See how bad
it
is.
I have to go pick up medicine there tomorrow, and it faces right. It faces it right there.
Yep, it's right there. I showed you. I was there yesterday at the gym, and it didn't look like that. Now it's like that. I tell you, an illegal didn't get paid, and it's what happened.
Tell your mother because your mother knows the original owner for there.
Yep. Yeah, but it's not the same owner. She doesn't know the new one.
Yeah, they changed them, but your mother knows the original owner. I went and had my car there, right, cleaned. It was $43 to have my car cleaned there, right? And they said for 2 washes. So I was like, okay, $43, I'll get the deal. But the deal was you had to have your car washed again within 2 weeks after this for the second wash. And I was like, what? I was like, you know, I thought you could come wash it when you want to and use your coupon. You had to use it within 2 weeks. So I was not thrilled. And then not only that, I had the rugs, everything shampooed. Took 3 hours to do that. And then when I got it, the car reeked, and they didn't dry them right, and the car smelled terrible. My other car,
probably,
man, not the same.
Probably, it was probably the illegals. They smell too.
Oh, Adam.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh, my God. That's
you
not
rang?
Your name.
Yes, it
yeah.
is. You're right.
But, so the new place
yeah.
I go, well, I had a problem with this one, too. I paid $20. I had my car cleaned last week. And something that they sprayed on the dashboard to make it shiny got onto my window, the bottom of my window going across. So I tried to wipe it with Windex and stuff. It wasn't coming off. So finally I couldn't take it. And yesterday I went back there and I said, you know, I don't mean to be a pain, but you stained my window and I can't get it clean. Because I have to have clean windows when I'm driving. I go through that window cleaner like you wouldn't believe. I know how to put it in. I put it in myself. I put in buckets and buckets of that window cleaner. So are you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, because it's so
me?
Quiet. So anyways,
Carl's
yeah,
probably sleeping. Carl, can you hear me?
I hear you.
No, it's so quiet. So anyways, so I go there, and they try to still use the spray, and they're trying to clean it. And I'm like, I told you, you can't get it off that way. I don't know, what is that stuff he used? He took a straight razor blade, and he's scraping my window, scraping the stuff off my window. And it took him like 15 minutes. I was like... It annoyed me so much, you know. It was just these little specks, like if you would have sneezed on your window, and all these specks were. And they finally got it off, though. But you know, I mean, I'm gonna have them clean the seats and the rugs, but I have to leave the car for at least 3 hours for them to really clean it, shampoo it, dry it, scrub the sheets, and And I like to have that done in the car every now and then just to keep it, you know, looking sparkly.
So what did they say
clean.
The black stuff was?
It was not black. It was this waxy, like, they said it's probably the stuff to shine the dashboard. But they got to be a little bit more careful with that because it sticks. You can't, like I said, he had to use a straight razor and scrape it off. You know, it was like, you know, I'm insured for new glass, but I think you have to break it first. It was annoying me. I just, you don't know how anal I am about the windows being clean. I mean, a little spot on it, and I'm like, oh, it's irritating me all the time I'm driving. You know, but I went past your house today. Cause I went to
Are you stalking
North.
Us? I'm
going
to have to call 911.
Well, I didn't go past you. I was going past your block. Man, the traffic today was bumper to bumper. Oh.
Yeah.
I was all thrilled. Oh, excuse me. How is it getting home?
Not a problem.
Oh, you've been doing... Oh, I should open my mouth. Let's not open my mouth. You know, but...
open
but
it wide.
Doing, I don't know. I don't do the homie.
You know you were
going to
get a comment. You were going to get a comment.
Yeah, homie don't play that anymore. Anyway,
homie don't play that no more. You know you were going to get a comment.
I don't open up anything wide anymore. Just not even my wallet. But, oh, there's a song that was on coming home from the hospital last night. Now, when I was younger, we used to change the lyrics to all the songs, me and my friends, and it was funny. And it was a journey, so I come to you with open
Yeah, I used
arms.
To hear that.
Well, we used to say, come to you
with
open
legs.
Now, I'm singing it.
Open.
And open legs, and my daughter's like, not noticing, and I'm going, hey, did you notice the way I'm singing it? And she's like, no, and then she goes, oh, that's terrible. But I'm like, how could you not notice I'm saying legs instead of arms? Yeah, but that's, we used to always do that. But anyway, so with the party thing, since I'm bringing the salads, what do you want the rest of the crew to bring, at least my crew?
I'll let you know.
Oh, you haven't decided? Yeah, because if you need the rolls and the hot dogs and the hamburgers, chicken... That's what I'm going to do after I get done talking to you, because I've been spending so much money on food every day going to the hospital that I'm going to try to make a dish at home. And I got the chicken out. I'm going to make a chicken in a pot, like, type recipe with rice.
Oh, wait. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I'm going to share this on my timeline. Look at it. It's how to keep your kids safe. It's called Keeping Your Kids Gorilla Safe since 1975. Put them on leashes. You see it?
Did you see my... I got your page open, actually, because I was reading the thing on the fire. Let me refresh it. I don't know how to refresh this thing on here.
Just hit the thing.
No,
go
this
back
is
to
this is okay. You have Windows 10, right, Carlo?
Yeah.
How do you refresh
your
page?
I updated it.
I used to click the right click and it used to reload or refresh.
No, there should be that half hour on the bar.
Half the hour.
Where are you on? What are you on?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and I'm. You know what I did?
Okay, on the toolbar, there should be the refresh button, which is that half an hour.
Oh, that's the refresh button? I just went
that's
into...
That's the refresh button.
I just went into the Facebook...
no, that's the refresh
thing
button.
And just press enter, and it refreshed.
Right.
But, yeah, because this is Windows 10. I'm not used to Windows 10. Okay.
It ain't that much different.
I need a vacation.
Oh, my. Gorilla safe.
You like that, right?
Yeah, go look on my page about the gorilla glue.
Hold on. Let me go on your page. Hold on.
You gotta scroll down a little. You gotta, because I put this up last night, but. It's right here. My half naked. Gordon Ramsay, and then it's underneath him.
Hold on,
half naked Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay hurt his tore a muscle or something. He had to have surgery the other day, so he has a cast on his leg and he's in the hospital bed. And I wrote to him and I said, I hope you could do something about the hospital food. And then I said, thank God you didn't tear your lips, because I'd be upset not hearing you say, you donkey. Because holding on to your kids at the zoo is so important. And it's the gorilla hand holding the gorilla glue. Yeah, but, yeah, did you see the thing... The thing you do in the foil paper and you put it on, you can put it in the oven or you can put it on the grill?
No.
It's, you get fresh corn on the cob and you chop them up in little, inch pieces. You get, chopped red potatoes. You get fresh shrimp. I think they have a kielbasa in there. They put butter, and they fold the foil paper on both ends. It's on my page. And fold it down, and then they put it on the tray, and they put it on the barbecue. That was it. And then they just let it cook. And then each person has an individual little package of food with the kielbasa and the shrimp and the potato and the corn on the cob.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I did. I love that. If we got to, oh, that's another thing. You should get corn on the cob. Even if you do it on the pot.
Mm-hmm.
in the house, you know, in the pot in the house. We can't forget the little things, like we can't forget ketchup and mustard and cheese and butter.
I already got all that.
You know,
not
but
the cheese.
Yeah, but I don't know. My daughter just picked something up with a gorilla.
Gorilla McGillicuddy.
I remember McGillicuddy. I loved him. McGillicuddy for sale.
That could tell you how old you are in life.
Yeah, but I was in the big cartoon person anyway. I didn't watch But, Carlo, I know you have work tomorrow. I know you have to go through things you have to
honor.
Who's got the loud TV on?
Nobody.
Then you better get that person out of your house because he was heavy up now. There's somebody hiding in the basement, quick.
More than one man.
But more than one. Wow. Now we know what Adam does when you're working.
Yeah.
He unlocks the door of the basement and lets him in.
Mm.
There's no basement door.
There's no basement door down the basement?
Yes, there is.
Outside
the
house?
It's a tiny one. Where's the house going? Where's the kitchen from? Please,
no,
really?
Pink. But,
why is
it? He's got them stored downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I just read on Facebook. Betty White just passed away.
No, they keep doing that. Why do they keep doing that?
No, she really did. Dying
no, she did not. Where'd you see that?
S.I. Lawson.
If it's TMZ, I'll believe it.
Let me look at TMZ. Yep, it says, got a picture of her, finally, to go to good die.
Is it D-Y-E die?
Betty White.
D-Y-E?
No, D-I-E.
D-I-E?
Huh?
Oh, I don't see it anywhere. That would be everywhere.
It is, TMZ.
TMZ?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, TM. I mean, she's got to die someday.
The only golden girl left. Now she's gone.
I think you'd be more upset now. Don't you like Betty White?
No. Yeah, she was funny, but not compared to other people. I used to watch the Golden Girls.
I love Betty White. There's nothing on TMZ about Betty White. The only thing that really is that Prince died of the overdose of that drug.
I told you he was a drug addict.
Yeah, but they said that this drug is usually used for pain or whatever, for cancer patients. So that's, it was on the news today. I was watching the news at the hospital. That's what really is like, wow, you know, I mean, did he have cancer? You know, I mean, who knows?
They're saying he had a lot of things wrong with him.
That, you know, now, and he gave it to himself, they're saying.
Do you know who the Stacey Bush is? I mean, Stacey Dash?
No.
Well,
Carlo, it's about that time. It's bedtime.
I'm good.
We're going to say goodnight to Carlo so he can get a beauty sleep.
Transgender people should be pushing.
Good night.
Good night, Carlo. Good night.
Good night, Carlo. Thanks
good
for
night.
Joining in.
No
Carl,
problem.
You sound so depressed. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, he's not.
You're fine?
Yeah,
he's gone to the moon.
Going to the moon.
To mom.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Call
get
right.
Somewhere.
Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I know
Wait.
This weekend you don't have...
Don't worry, I still look the same.
Well, what are you going to say? Well, your mom.
Me too.
I forgot.
Yeah, but why?
What are you doing? You got... What are you doing Saturday?
Oh, I should have talked more about my mom later. Well, you know, I mean, it's taking him a while to get everything in control and this and that and nothing. You know, it's the same. I just, much I can tell you about my mom other than, you know, they don't let her sleep and she's very tired. She passes out every time we're there, but, you know.
No, I'm saying, what are you doing Saturday?
Yeah, but it's kind of, you know, she's not bored. She's doing the same things. I brought all her stuff from home.
Hello?
Hello? I hear you. Do you hear me?
Hello?
You hear me or no?
No.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I hear everybody. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hello?
We're going to kiss Carlos tonight.
Carla.
All right, good night.
Night, sweetie. Have a good sleep.
Good night.
Man, he couldn't get off quicker.
He got off?
He's gone. Like a badass, he's gone.
You kicked him out. You kicked him off.
I don't kick him off because I don't want him. I kick him off because I want him to get sleep.
Well, I asked what you did on Saturday.
Huh?
What are you doing Saturday night?
I'm going to be at the hospital. Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
I leave the hospital. Well, I don't know on Saturday. It's a little different, but I leave the hospital at 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, me and Carl are thinking of going to a movie, go see a movie.
What are you going to say?
Neighbors 2. It's supposed to be funny.
What 2?
Neighbors 2.
Oh, I never even seen one.
You would like it. It's funny.
Who's in it?
Zac Efron, some Seth Rogen or something like his name is. I forgot.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
Yeah. So that's the only main two ones I know. Well, let's get back to this topic here. I want to know your answer to this topic. Stacey Dash says transgender people should pee in bushes. I say she's right. This bathroom thing gotta go. Should pee in bushes instead of having their own bathroom.
I'm honestly
a feminine woman. You were born with a woman. You're born a man. You should use those bathrooms. I'm sorry. Unless you get physically removed. Then you use the bathroom that you have, the sex.
You know,
but
it
look
really
what's going
is
on.
So
no
hard.
What you're doing, no, but you look what they're doing. You have all these people dressing up as these guys, dressing up as girls, and they're not really, and they're molesting young girls. I mean, come on, really? I think
yeah,
this
but
bathroom
you know what, it's so
messed
hard,
up. I'm
Adam,
sorry.
Because they, if they're dressed in drag, they can't go in the man's bathroom, and the man will beat the shit out of them. If they dress in drag and they can't go in a woman's because women don't want it because they
well, then stay
a man
and stay a woman. No, but
so,
you have sexual predators that are going to say, oh, I'm transgender, but they're not.
Yeah,
they're
but how can you say
get...
that? Because you're gay and you wouldn't want somebody to say, well, you know what, maybe you shouldn't be gay, you should be straight because
no,
people don't like that. You don't. You
no,
just
the
don't...
bathroom thing is it's always a man and woman. It doesn't have to be a transgender man.
You know what, me personally, I don't care if a guy goes in there, because if he's gay and he's dressed in drag, he doesn't want me, so he doesn't care about me. If he's transgender, where he possibly could like women and he just likes to dress in drag, then there's an issue. To be just a bathroom just for people, I mean, they want a bathroom for men, bathroom for females, bathroom for transgender. I mean, it's out of control.
It is, because there's only two bathrooms, man and woman, and it should stay that way.
And the president is just mind his business and stop interfering in everybody's personal life.
Well, they have to. That's what
because, look,
for.
If your transgender girl goes into a guy's bathroom, they're going to get beat up. So, you were born a woman, same woman. It's bold that they say, please. Because, you know what, once they tell the person they're dating that they're, well, man or woman, they're going to get either killed or beat up.
But that's what I mean. I mean, you can't be anything anymore without people having a problem with it. You know, they don't like you because you're gay. They don't like you because you're dressed and dragged. They don't like you because you're fat, because you're this, because you're that. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just let people live and let live. Just let them live their freaking life. Yeah, you know, really aggravating.
But that's more sexual predators are going to use these bathrooms and say, oh, I'm a girl, but I have to use it so I can molest or rape.
Now these bathrooms need a security guard.
I know, they do.
Oh, I mean, excuse me, security, I can go pee. Would you come with me?
Can you watch the door so no one comes in?
You see that big drag queen over there, I'm afraid it's going to go in the bathroom with me. You know, I don't know.
I tell you, the kid that was pushed in, that snuck into the apes thing was black. It's black. You know what? Put the kid in a damn freaking where he belongs. I still think they should have just put him in the carriage. We'll lock him up.
Well, yeah, he should have been more protected, of course. But you know what, Adam? I don't care what color he is. Because white people are just as neglectful as anybody
else.
Same
thing, too. But,
you know,
I mean
you
really?
Got your low-life white trash.
It's not like they didn't care. She didn't care that he even said, oh, I'm still going to go in. And she didn't even watch him, so she knew that he was going to do it.
But
you know
that
mean?
Was neglectful. It was about
that was neglect.
And nobody's going to tell me different on that.
They should take the kid away. ACS should take the damn kid away. And I guarantee they're on welfare. I'll think it up joining welfare, too, because I can't do this shit no more.
Well, you know, you paid enough taxes to pay into it, and right now
I know,
you're
I
not going to live on it forever. But you're not going to live
maybe
on it forever. Right now you need the extra, so take the extra. When you get a job, you tell them thank you and move on. You'll get food stamps and you'll get some cash or whatever. Do what you got to do. I mean, you put
four
enough
reasons
in, tax
one
in it.
Yeah.
You know? So I say do what you got to do. But,
why can't anybody else get their hands out? Maybe I should take their hand out. Enough, you know?
Maybe you should take what?
Everybody else gets handouts. Why can't I?
Well, you're entitled to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least you put some money into it.
I've been doing this for 20-something years, been fucking working my ass off. And then getting, you know, extra for no help. But I think now I'm going to start taking advantage like everybody else does of this country.
You know, well, you're not going to make it, you know, you're not going to make it your life, whatever. You're just going to do it until you get something. You know, it's just to hold you over. That's what that's supposed to be for welfare. Welfare is supposed to just keep you above water until something comes along. People make it, you know, a life decision, but that's, you know. But that's what welfare is meant for. So, until you get on your feet, it was just supposed to help you out a little. But, why not? But you're fine. I have faith in you, and I know you'll find something, but until that time, sure. There's nothing wrong with it.
I just gotta go on a vacation. Oh, away.
Yeah, well, I would recommend having a job before you.
No, I need a vacation. Yeah. That's why I put money away. So.
You know, but
I don't care. I mean, it's been 4 years since I haven't been on a real vacation, so it's time to go.
When is he going to be available for vacation?
He can take it anytime he wants.
Well, he hasn't been there a year.
He has 5 weeks already. He's almost a year, but he gets all his 5 weeks when they merge with Cigna. So he has 5 weeks to use before. Yeah, he has to use it before December 31st. So I said take a few weeks, 1 week in July and August. Take one in Christmas week so you could be home. Not to worry about anything. Relax, and then, you know. And I know I forgot to ask him about the other job. I guess they called him. So, if he takes this one, it'll be more money. So.
And closer?
It's still in Jersey, but. We'll see.
Wow, man.
But it'll be cheaper. Too bad I can't find anybody to take it back and forth.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper, maybe a bit closer.
Yeah.
More money, that's always a plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think this job, I think it's too much. You know, I mean,
it's
only he really
a
knows.
Chinese bitch who doesn't know anything. Seems like they all fucking don't know shit.
Yeah, well, I hope to God that he gets something that's going to be good for him and he doesn't have to travel and work like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah, you got to be happy where you work. You can't be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but.
So what else?
Anyways, I'm looking for I'm looking for a recipe to make chicken in a pot. Because after I get off here, I'm going to make a chicken and rice in a pot dish. But
just boil the
like,
chicken into the pot. Boil it, and then it should be
Oh,
nice
I don't
want to
boil
it.
I want to, cook it with a bunch of juices.
Oh, okay.
It has the bone in it. It's like the breast, you know?
Right.
But it's just like, it's like so much hours. 4 to 6 hours they want you to cook it. I mean, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sleeping. But, you know, so that's about today what's going on. I'm very tired.
All right,
so
you leave early and you can get
your
rest.
Yeah, I was even lucky I was in here, you know. I mean, I left earlier. The hospital, we got there a little earlier. But I set the show up the night before to make sure that I had it, and, you know, here we are. But I do appreciate it. I'm trying to find time to see you guys. I miss you, and, but I know we're going to be seeing each other in a couple of weeks, so I just would like to get together once somehow. We'll work on it. And
mm-hmm.
and listen, don't get yourself down. I mean, you will find something and stuff, but do what you have to do, Adam. If you have to go, do it. Just get some stamps. So get some help. And
I need cash. That's what I need.
Well, they give you a little bit. They give you some. I don't know how much they give you. But, you know, just tell them that you're looking for a job. And they'll leave you alone if they see that you have applications and stuff in that you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they try to find you work, but I don't think they, you know, they're not on appointment.
I'm not selling for minimum wage either anymore. $12 more. That's it. $13 more.
I don't blame you. I really don't blame you.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for joining in today. I hope to see you soon. Love you as always.
I love you too. Tell mommy said hi and have her.
I will.
All right. Get your rest.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. You know, yeah, it's such a crazy week, and my mother being in a hospital, and, you know, I mean, she's AFib on Thursday, and they, yeah, you know, I went on YouTube, and I put a rant in. It's called I'm Mad as Hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, people. Come on, people, wake up. Because... you know, I mean, my mother went to the hospital on May 1st for a sore neck, and we called an ambulance, and they had me sitting outside for 15, 20 minutes while they set her up to the machines or whatever in the ambulance. And then they take her to Rumsey because it's closer. Now, that is not the hospital of choice, but they did really good. They were really cool. They were really good to her there. Now, they could have took their 15, 20 minutes that they sat there and did whatever I said to my daughter, probably for insurance card. And they could have took her to Staten Island North, where we would prefer to go. But Rumsey was really good and stuff. And then my mother went to last Thursday to her primary doctor, which is all the way down Highland Boulevard, pretty far. And he said that her heart rate was up and she was AFibbing. So then they call on the ambulance, and again, I'm 15, 20 minutes behind the ambulance waiting for them to go. They finally go, and we go to Staten Island South, which is a meth and psych ward. All right, and like I said, it's, you know, I'm happy that they have that for the patients that really need it. And it's nice. There's a couple of floors that are brand new on our hospital, and they're really nice, and the people there are really nice and stuff. And but they don't do maternity, and they don't do cancer, and they don't do heart there. So why is my mother there? Because you know why? Because you have no right to decide which hospital you want to go to, which is bull. Now, she can't have her doctor, even though her doctor does work at Staten Island North, and this is South, they take the resident doctor. Now, this doctor does not know my mother, and my mother AFib last year, and when she did, North had it under control within 2 days. South is a week and still haven't had it really under control. Better now, but took a while. All right? Now, she's 80 years old. This is a woman with an 80-year-old heart that has stage 4 cancer. How much do they think she could take with her rates going up that high, her heart rate? Now, I call her doctor, and I said, you know, and I talked to him, and I said, listen, you know, how come you can't go to see her? Well, why don't her patients there? Well, my mom's there, but we don't go to the hospital. I said, not that you can't, you just make a decision not to, you know. And he goes, well, the doctor that's taking care of her, I know, and he's very good, and I'll call them and I'll talk to them. And I said, okay, at least he gave me that, you know. But let me tell you something. These doctors can go. They choose not to. All the time I thought you know, they only belong to this hospital, they only can stay up. They can go to any freaking hospital they want, but they don't. They don't want to travel. They don't want to go. They want the money, and they want you to pay it, but they don't want... And then here's another thing. How come we wait in the waiting room for 2 hours, and then they bring us in, and they put us into another room for another half hour, and then the doctor comes in for 5 minutes with his foot still out the door, all right, waiting to get out, and the insurance pays for that. And why do we put up with it? And this is what my rant's about on YouTube, about we put up with too much stuff. But the crummy roads and this and that, and we put up with it, and we bend over, and we keep letting them give it to us, because years ago they used to do boycott, and we used to fight. Today nobody has no oomph to fight, no nothing. You know what I mean? I'm too tired, I'm too busy, I don't got time. This is what you hear. But you know what? The minute somebody calls somebody a name that they don't like, you know, all hell breaks loose. You know what? It's a freaking name. Stop with worrying about the sensitivity. This country is the most sensitivity bitches I've ever seen in my life. Stop worrying about the goddamn name calling. I said, I call fat all my life. I'm fat. So I'm fat. So what? What, do you think it's a shock? I don't know, I'm fat. Oh, my God, I'm fat. You know what? Who cares? Call me what you want, all right? But get some oomph into your body. Get up there and fight for our rights and stuff, because I'm right and heady. I mean, we got to get out there, and we got to make some noise. We can't allow this anymore. And too much is done, and too much is let done, and it's got to stop. And you have to wake up. And you know what? And if you don't like it, don't bitch about it, okay? Because don't bitch about this country in the shape it's in when you're sitting there with your thumbs up your ass not doing a damn thing to improve it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people bitching about it. And if you don't like the country, you can get out. But stop complaining about it and stop complaining and making fun of everything in this country that's wrong with it and not trying to help it. Because a country cannot survive with just a president and Congress or whatever. It needs our help, too, to shape it up. We have to speak our mind, and we have to tell them what we want and how we do. Our money is paying for it, so why shouldn't we be telling them? You know, I mean, that's what it used to be years ago when people had guts. Today, nobody has any guts. So wake up, people. And that's the way I feel, and I vent it, and I'm Debbie D., and this is Vent It with Debbie D. And have a wonderful tomorrow.